What's up? Natalia here, and this is Hi Natalia, where we talk about building your business and your fortune in this new digital era. This episode was originally recorded as a YouTube video, which you can check out at youtube.com/Natalia Ray. Now let's get into it. In this video, I'm going to share with you the three most popular mistakes that hold people back from becoming a high earner. Now, when I say a high earner, I mean a person that earns $10,000 a month or more. We live in the most opportunity abundant environment that ever existed, right? We live in a digital economy where literally every single person on earth can go from zero to earning $10,000 a month or more within the scope of 30 days. And the only thing they need in order to do that is a laptop and Wi-Fi connection, right? And still, if you take a look at the average salary of the richest country in the world, which is United States, the average American salary is only $4,500 a month, right? And in order to make that, people sacrifice their life, time with their family, working 40 hours a week, building somebody else's dream, when instead they can spend 30 days in order to build their own. This drives me nuts. And so in this video, I want to break down the three reasons why this happens. I am a business coach and I also have a marketing agency. And so I get to work with a lot of different business owners and seeing exactly how they think and how they feel and what causes the ones that succeed to make it and the ones that fail to fail. Right? So in this video, I'm going to break down the three most popular things that I see holding my clients back from becoming that high earner that we are all striving to be. And hopefully these will help you to break out of your chains and become the high earner you are truly meant to be. So let's begin. So mistake number one that prevents you from becoming a high earner is that you're trapped in old money dramas. And when I say money dramas, I actually mean those tricks that your brain plays on you, causing you to self-sabotage and prevent yourself from earning more. Generally speaking, it's the number one most common mistakes that I see my clients make and the one that's most difficult for people to escape. More often than not, the reason why you're having those money dramas and where they stem from and why they cause you to self-sabotage is because one of those three reasons, right? Number one is you don't believe that it's possible for you, right? You've seen other people succeed, but you just don't think that it's possible for you because enter your excuse right here. The second reason why you might have money dramas that hold you back is because you're afraid you won't be able to handle success. You won't be able to handle this amount of money once you're gonna start earning it. And the third reason that might cause you to hold yourself back from earning more when it comes to money dramas is that you believe at some core of your being that making more money is wrong, right? It might manifest for you as thoughts about you're taking away from other people, from your clients or whatnot. It might stem from the fact that you will be different from your family and your environment and you will be somehow above them or whatever that means, right? So usually what I tell my clients when I recognize the fact that they're trapped in old money dramas that keep them from becoming a high earner is I tell them one hard truth. And that hard truth is that if you're not where you want to be when it comes to your income, if you're allowing old money dramas to hold you back, it's because all of this time you have been focusing on you. Me, 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 right? I'm not good enough. I'm too afraid. I can't do this. What if I fail? What if I succeed and I cannot handle it? What if I succeed and everybody will hate me? Me, me, me. Instead, what I want you to do is I want you to shift your focus from yourself to your customer, to the person you're trying to serve with your business. And let me give you an example to kind of like bring this home for you, right? So I had a client who is a personal trainer, right? She helps people lose weight and gain their dream bodies, right? And she found herself continuously stuck in her head. She thought she was inexperienced. She thought she did not have what it takes to actually help people. And she thought that by selling to her audience, she's actually somehow stealing from them, right? Like I said, me, me, me. What we talked about with her is that she has all of the tools, the knowledge, the know-how to help her clients get over guilt, shame, and self-hatred they've been carrying around for years. These are things that are causing them relationships, their health, their freedom, their ability to actually live their lives. And what I told her was, you literally are selfish enough to not do everything you can to put your products and service into these people's hands just because of some old money dramas that are about you? Are you serious right now? So this is the same thing that I want you to think about. If you have clients that you can help because something you learn, because of experience you have? Are you really that selfish as to not do anything that you can to put your products or service in front of their eyes and in their hands just because of your old stories, your old money dramas? Think about that. Mistake number two that prevents you from becoming a high earner is that you're underpricing your work. Now notice how here I did not say you're underpaid. I said you are underpricing your work, right? Because if you are truly to become a high earner, one of the things that you have to do is you have to gain back control and responsibility for your current situation, right? And in your current situation as a strong, empowered individual, you have to understand that there is no one in this world who can underpay you, right? Because you are the person who determines your income, right? It's true if you're an employee, and it's especially true if you're a business owner, right? Now, if you are underpricing your work, that usually means that you're trapped in either selling low-cost programs and products, meaning you're stuck selling like $7, $19, $100 products, and instead, you have to start raising your prices by offering much more value to your customers. And let me give you an example to kind of like bring this home. So let's say that you are a personal stylist that helps people kind of like dress better in order for them to raise their confidence and feel better about themselves. So one way in which you can work is that you can offer one-on-one sessions, selling them for approximately $150 per session, right? And what this means is that you will have to work approximately $800 a year just in order to make $10,000 a month. 800 101 is a lot. It's a lot of hours. What if instead you did something different? What if instead you chose to become a high earner and so you assembled a high-priced premium package for your clients? And that package can be, for example, let's say that you will go for a much higher paying market and you will offer a $10,000 full-day package where you will gather your client in a limousine, right? You will give them champagne, give them the whole kind of like VIP treatment, and you will go to the mall or to whatever it is and shop together for a full A to Z wardrobe for your client, right? This is a $10,000 offer where in one day, your client will get an entire redo of her style, of her wardrobe, of how she feels about herself, of her confidence, and you will get paid $10,000 for one day of work. Right? And the only thing that you need in order to make that happen is to create a high-end offer that, number one, resonates with your audience. Number two, utilizes your full set of skills, know-how, experience. And number three, provides more value to your client than how much they will actually pay back for it. Right? And this is important. When I say you have to start selling high-end premium offers, I do not mean taking your current offers and just slapping like a high priced on them. This is a mistake that so many people make, and that's why they can't really land clients. Instead, what I'm talking about is literally assembling a higher value offer, right? You have so many skills, you have so many things that you're not even aware of that you have that you can help clients with. And the only thing you need to do is to pull them out of the storage in your head, put them on paper as an offer, and start offering it to your clients, right? Solve bigger problems and you will be able to get paid bigger checks. Mistake number three that prevents you from becoming a high earner is that you're invisible online. What I like to call the invisibility trap. And this is where essentially you're afraid to show up online, to create a lot of content online. And as a result, nobody knows who you are, right? And if nobody knows who you are, how the heck are they supposed to buy from you? Right? And essentially what happens in this kind of situation is that over time, your energy becomes desperate, right? Because you don't have a constant flow of leads coming your way all the time from social media, from other content efforts that you're creating, you start becoming desperate. And when you start becoming desperate, your clients will smell it on you, right? And when they smell it on you, they won't want to work with you, right? Now, this is very, very easy to solve because in order to solve this, you have to do three things. Number one, is you have to establish a consistent social media posting strategy that you keep doing again and again without having to think, right? You will sit down once, come up with a strategy, decide, here's what I do, here's what I post, here are the days in which I do my photo shoots or everything will be done and ready for posting, and you just do it. No questions asked. Stop living in your head. Start living on your calendar, right? Start focusing on the things that you need to do, not on the things that not yet happened. The second thing you have to do is you have to master your sales script, right? So whenever people will start approaching you and asking you questions about how can they work with you, you will most likely go on a call with them, right? And in order to do that, you will have to have a killer sales script that will make you feel confident and that will help you land, let's say, 7 or 8 out of 10 calls, right? What that means is out of 10 people that will go on a call with you, your script has to allow you to be able to close anywhere from 7 to 8 of them, right? Now, the third thing you have to do is you have to design a high-end enrollment experience for your clients, right? Because even if a client will say yes to you, and from then on, everything is a mess, meaning you're not clear about client onboarding, you don't know exactly how you work with clients, you don't have a clear, consistent methodology through which you take clients in order to reach from A to B, in order to give them the result that you promised them, you will fail, right? Because clients will leave you, new clients will not come to you because you will not have referrals, and essentially, you will not be able to build a solid reputation that will help you become the high earner you're meant to be, right? So remember, if you're currently not earning $10,000 a month or more, most chances are it's due to these three mistakes. Number one is you're having old money dramas going through your head that hold you back from doing what you're supposed to be doing and that keep you thinking small, acting small, living a small life. Number two is you're underpricing your work, meaning you don't have a high-end offer that can make you a ton of money that you can offer your clients. And number three is you're invisible online. You're not doing everything you can in order to grow your social media, grow your following, grow your email list, grow your audience, so that you will have a constant flow of leads coming your way that you can close and start growing your business consequently, right? So I hope this video has been helpful for you to understand exactly what's holding you back from becoming the high earner you're meant to be. If you have any questions for me, please leave them in the comments below. And if you're looking to support this channel, please make sure to subscribe and hit the like button because it helps me get the word out about these videos. I'm gonna see you in the next episode. And until then, yada bye. Hey, before you go, if you like this podcast, you're going to love my free weekly newsletter, The Digital CEO. Every Saturday morning, you're going to get one useful strategy to help you start and grow a six-figure online lifestyle business that is going to pay you to live the life you really want. Sign up now for free at natayare.com/newsletter.